Today is a WRAL weather alert day for the chance for some isolated severe storms. We actually have four alert days in a row. I'll explain coming up.
Plus, with long airport lines this holiday weekend, we'll offer you an alternative travel plan.
New abortion restrictions are just a day away from becoming law in North Carolina, but a ruling just hours from now could change exactly how they'll work.
The Supreme Court's term ends today, and there are still major decisions to be handed down. The future of student loan relief is just one of the issues at stake. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning. We're glad you're with us. Look at this interesting pink, hazy sky here live in downtown Raleigh. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, what could that be? What's going on here?
What have you been talking about for all this week?
Four of a kind here. Weather alert days headed our way. Elizabeth Gardner of the WRAL Severe Weather Center. The first couple about air quality.
Yeah, we're looking at some air quality issues for today. We're going to be code orange. We also have the potential for some strong thunderstorms. So we have a level one risk for today and tomorrow. And then we turn to the heat. We're going to see intense heat on Sunday and Monday. The heat index could be up around 110 both days. That's likely to trigger a heat advisory from the National Weather Service. That could be extended into Tuesday. So first the thunderstorms and then the heat. And of course, we're dealing with that code orange air quality alert as well. That's for most of the viewing area today. Our number right now is 142. So we're solidly even on the high end of orange right now. We could drop back to around 101, which still keeps us in the orange, but we may see those numbers drop through the day. We're code yellow from Fayetteville up toward Goldsboro, Wilson through Edgecombe County, but everybody else is sitting at orange right now. Similar scenario to yesterday. Boy, it was so smoky and hazy around Raleigh yesterday. We're going to see that across much of the region again today. Our severe weather threat today is going to be from the Triangle area westward. We have a chance for some afternoon and evening storms. Saturday, same thing, a little bit farther east, but a good chunk of the viewing area in that level one risk. Let's walk through it for you today. We're starting off with a lot of haze. We're going to see some storms in Kentucky diving into our western counties, but mainly just as rain by the time it gets to us. And then between 3 and 5 o'clock, we begin to see some storms developing. They slide east and out of here by around 9. That will be our best chance of severe storms. It is 72, and it's also muggier than it was this time yesterday. Our dew point sitting at 67. We'll see a high of 88. We'll stay below heat advisory criteria for today and likely for tomorrow. Today, we're going to be tracking that chance of some severe storms, and we'll go over that again for today and tomorrow. Coming up, Brian.
602 Elizabeth, and I'm watching some delays in Knightdale. We had some overnight construction that blocked a couple of lanes, and it looks like we may have had a minor crash in those backups. You can see a couple of vehicles there in the median on 87 southbound. Right now, we're measuring a 19-minute backup coming in from 64 Business back toward 440. Let's show you the best alternate route to get around that. You'll notice that almost all of those delays are right there between Wendell Falls Parkway and Smithfield Road. Consider using 64 Business to 540 and then 540 to 87 southbound. From there, you're in good shape heading back toward Hodge Road and 440.
Brian, thanks. Today, women across North Carolina will have a better idea about what abortion restrictions will take effect tomorrow. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. And Kelsey, a federal judge is about to issue a ruling on a challenge to those restrictions.
Good morning. We're just hours away from that federal judge's decision on whether to block parts of the new abortion bill. Now, if the judge decides to agree with the big changes that are going to be put in place with those restrictions, an abortion ban after 12 weeks would go into effect tomorrow here in North Carolina. Just yesterday, Governor Cooper signed a bill that clarifies the new abortion law. This doesn't mean he fully supports the legislation. He just signed off on some tweaks that he says will help women and doctors. Planned Parenthood wants to block the entire bill. This is what led to the lawsuit in the first place, but there's two other sides to this.
On the other hand, you have Attorney General Josh Stein, who wants to block not the entire law, but just certain pieces of the law. And then you have the Republican legislature who doesn't want to block it all.
So we don't really know what to expect from this judge, but we can say that it could be something that could land in the middle. So they could keep some restrictions and then leave some others. And that decision is supposed to come down by 12 noon today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
4th of July holiday weekend is here. Could be a record-breaking one for travel on the roads and in the air. WRAL's Michael Grace is live at RDU International this morning. And Michael, I sure hope things are going smoother than they have the last few days for people.
Oh, much smoothly, because when I was here earlier in the week, it was like every other person was coming up to me, telling me all their frustrations about their travel. I really haven't had any of that this morning, and the lines have been flying. Let's take a look at the terminal here, because they were expecting the big rush at 6 a.m. It came at around 5:55, but honestly, right now, virtually no line pouring out of that gate. They were expecting around 2,500 people. I think that came more so at 5:55. But nonetheless, if you are experiencing those delays, those travel issues that we've seen throughout the week, we get a chance to sit down with some experts about one alternative, rental cars.
You're going to be paying a little bit less for your rental car than you did this time last year. And more good news, it's going to cost you a lot less to fill up your rental car than it did this time last year. In fact, you're going to be saving anywhere from $1.25 to $1.50 a gallon.
Always a good move with flight prices these days. And that could still be the case for some folks. Right now, we're looking at 11 delays here at RDU, 2 cancellations. So if you are in that boat, rental car, definitely a good option to look into. Live at RDU, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are tracking cancellations and delays nationwide, courtesy of FlightAware. I want to bring your attention close to this number right here. Right now, there are more than 500 delayed flights all across the United States. In terms of canceled flights, about 210 canceled flights right now. The misery map, that's courtesy of FlightAware. Again, this is, just shows you exactly what's going on around the country. Right now, we usually follow those airports in Charlotte Douglas International and Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. Those airports have a lot of layovers from Raleigh-Durham International. And right now in Atlanta, we're seeing just 4 delayed flights and 2 cancellations. But the bulk of the problem seems to be in New York. Right now, 23 delayed flights and 7 canceled flights. We'll keep monitoring these numbers here in the WREL Live Center and keep you updated.
A big travel day. Ken, thank you. We're working to learn if a car crashed into a train in Durham overnight. The WREL Breaking News Tracker drove to the scene, shows the car flipped over and smashed, and it's right next to the railroad tracks near Glover Road. Firefighters say they did respond to a call for a train accident in the area around 1:30 in the morning. We've reached out to law enforcement to find out if anyone was hurt.
2 more big rulings are expected this morning from the U.S. Supreme Court ahead of summer recess for the justices. One of those rulings is on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. If the court allows it to stand, the debts of 40 million Americans would be cleared. The justices will also bring a ruling on LGBTQ protections. They'll decide whether businesses are exempt from anti-discrimination laws under the First Amendment right to free speech. The case revolves around a web designer's refusal to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple.
Race will no longer be a factor in the college admissions process, but the lingering question this morning is what that means for future students. WREL reached out to several universities who say they can't say yet exactly what will change. Any changes will be the result of the Supreme Court's ruling against UNC and Harvard, essentially ending affirmative action in admissions. We asked a college application consultant about what she thinks is next. She told us colleges will shift their recruitment efforts and take a more holistic approach when reviewing student applications.
That colleges will be crafting essay questions that are a little broader, that really will ask students to dig a little bit deeper and talk about who they are as people.
Experts think some universities will put less emphasis on test scores and class rank as a result. Some worry the admissions process will become more vague and complex in response.
Poole Road is back open this morning after a multi-car crash shut it down for nearly 2 hours. We are working now to learn more about what caused it. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was on scene Thursday afternoon. Nightdale Police, Fire, and Highway Patrol all responded. They haven't said if anyone was hurt.
Durham city leaders now have their own plan to confirm if there are dangerous levels of lead at public parks. At a meeting last night, officials said they've hired environmental consulting firm Mid-Atlantic Associates to test the soil. They will focus mainly on the parks flagged by a Duke student researcher earlier this month. City officials say they will be keeping the parks open throughout this process. That did not sit well with some community members who think the city knew about contaminated soil issues long before the Duke report.
I am disappointed. I am ashamed. Shame on the city of Durham. Shame on everybody for putting us through that. So you can play make and try to pussyfoot, hoodwink, and bojangle us with this issue. You may lose your jobs.
The deputy city manager calls this lead investigation an extremely serious matter and said repeatedly they are committed to transparency.
10 after 6 right now on your Friday. Coming up, a big development after the deadly crowd crush at a Travis Scott concert a couple years ago. A grand jury's decision is in about potential charges against the rapper. Plus,
this is beyond anything we ever would have expected.
Raleigh homeowners near Glenwood South are fed up with vandalism. The changes they want city leaders to make to help clean up their neighborhood.
And we have four weather alert days in a row. Today and tomorrow, it's all about severe storms. Sunday and Monday, it's about the extreme heat. We'll go over all of it coming up.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Big holiday weekend for a lot of folks, and some folks headed off to the beach yesterday at Carolina Beach. Apparently, there were 17 rescues from rip currents, so you want to be very careful. There's a system that's sitting off the coast, not likely to become a tropical system, but it may be helping to create more of a rip current danger over the weekend. Right now, it is moderate for most of the coastline, so just be careful out there. The beach forecast is going to be good. I mean, we're going to be sweltering around here, so low to mid 80s on Saturday looks pretty good up and down the coast. Maybe a little warmer, mid to upper 80s on Sunday. Mountains also a nice cool place to be as long as you can get up in elevation. It looks like around 90 for tomorrow in Asheville, but Boone a little higher up 83 and at Grandfather Mountain 75. We'll see the same thing again, 90s in Asheville on Sunday.
6:14 now with weather and traffic every 10 minutes. We're still watching this crash on 87 southbound right around Smithfield Road in Knightdale. Everything's in the median. A reminder, once we get some police activity out there especially, you need to move over at least one lane as you head through that area. But those earlier delays due to construction have cleared up nicely. Just a one-minute backup showing up right now on 87 southbound from 64 Business back to 440. Elsewhere around the triangle, we are looking good. All of our major routes in Durham and Chapel Hill, all clear, Jeff.
Well, thanks for that, Brian. I have some shocking video I want to show some folks here and give you a closer look here. People tossing street signs, urinating in public, even stealing things from these people's home. And the owners of this home say that it's all just a sample of what they are dealing with since they moved near Glenwood South. Big problems for them. This morning, they are calling on both Raleigh Police and City Council to make some changes and keep their family safe. WRO's Carly Haynes spoke with Hillary Bergdorf, and she says the vandalism has gotten worse over the past year.
We knew there would be some noise, there would be some occasional foot traffic, but this is beyond anything we ever would have expected.
Hillary and her husband, Paul, say they wrote a letter to City Council asking for specific changes, including revisiting the rideshare pickup policy and securing parking signs. The Bergdorf say City Council members prevented Uber and Lyft from picking up within the social district nearby them. And now those rides are spilling out into residential neighborhoods.
More news to tell you about. Rapper Travis Scott will not face criminal charges for the deaths of 10 people at a music festival. A grand jury in Texas says no one will be charged for the deaths at the AstroWorld Festival in November 2021. The event was run by Scott, who was on stage at the time a crowd crush started. The lead investigator said overpopulation was a key contributing factor to the deaths. It is the holiday weekend, and Independence Day celebrations are happening throughout the Triangle.
Here's a look at some of the best bets from our WRL Out and About team. The fun starts this weekend with Eno Fest. Enjoy live music, a craft show, and more at this annual event, West Point on the Eno. The festival is happening tomorrow and on the 4th. Tickets start at $10.
If you're looking for some fireworks, and who isn't when it's 4th of July, you want to check out Fuquay Marina's Independence Day celebration tomorrow at South Park. Gates open at 6 p.m. There will be a splash pad, food trucks, and live music. After sunset, enjoy a great fireworks display.
And why not continue the fun Sunday in downtown Smithfield with the Red, White, and Brew Food Truck Rodeo and Independence Day celebration. From 1 to 6 on Sunday, you can enjoy food trucks and craft beer. After 6, Head to the newly renovated Neuse River Amphitheater for Smithfield's Independence Day celebration featuring live music and, of course, fireworks. Be careful out there and get yourself prepared, hydrated, ready to go. It's going to be hot. There's no question.
Yeah, the feels-like temperatures will certainly be in the triple digits. And then add to that, today we have the air quality issues. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that for us this morning, and pretty high right now.
Busy in the weather center. Yeah, we're watching the air quality, which is at orange. Fortunately, we're starting to see these numbers drop. Early this morning at, say, 4 a.m., we were sitting at 150, which puts it almost at red. And now we've dropped all the way to 130. We should be on the way down to the low 100s, which is still code orange through the afternoon. It'll be just like it was yesterday. Lots of haze and smoke in the atmosphere. Code orange, though, is dangerous for sensitive groups, being the elderly, young children, anyone with respiratory issues. We're code yellow from Fayetteville to Goldsboro, up toward Wilson through Edgecombe County. But the Triangle area, north and east to Roanoke Rapids and back down into the Sand Hills, is code orange. We'll probably stay that way all day. It's fine for healthy adults to get out and about, but you may not want to do a lot of really super strenuous exercise, especially this morning with these higher levels of code orange. And of course, that's for most of the viewing area. You can see it this morning. There's a live look at Goldsboro, and you see that hazy sunshine as that sun starts to rise. There's a little bit of cloud cover too in Durham right now. Very hazy this morning in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a nice quiet but hazy start in Apex. Take a look at this. We have a cluster of thunderstorms that's sitting over here across Kentucky. That's diving down into North Carolina. We're going to see a little bit of that rain around lunchtime. The thunderstorms should be over at that point. We do have a level one risk for severe storms from the Triangle area west for today. So it is a WRL weather alert day for that reason. And then on Saturday, that line shifts a little farther to the east. So a good bit of the viewing area under a level one risk for severe storms on Saturday. The storm Saturday likely to be after sunset. Let's take a look at today. We're starting off with a lot of a hazy sunshine, but mostly clear. Here comes that band of thunderstorms dropping southward, but just as some rain for us late morning to around lunchtime. By 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we begin to see some scattered storms developing. Those start to slide off to the east by about 8 or 9 o'clock. That's likely to bring us the best chance of a few isolated storms. We take a look at Saturday, maybe an isolated storm around lunchtime, but it's likely to be pretty late in the day. Watch that at 5 o'clock. The storms are developing back to the west. By 8, 9, 10 o'clock, we see those moving into our area. So a little bit later timeline for us on Saturday. Keep that in mind as you're making your plans. Our chances for storms today, a 30% chance. It's 30 Saturday, but 50 late in the evening. And then Sunday and Monday, a 20% chance, a 30% chance for us on Tuesday. We take a look at our July 4th planner, looking at a fairly hot day, looking at temperatures in the mid-90s. Of course, we're also watching our tropical satellite here. There's a wave that's sitting offshore, a very little chance that it will develop, but with it sitting there, it may bump up our potential for rip current danger over the weekend. They had 17 rescues at Carolina Beach yesterday, so if you're headed to the beaches, just be careful. Today and tomorrow, weather alert day for storms. Sunday and Monday for intense heat. It could feel like 110 both days. And Brian, of course, this is the first time that we've seen this sort of intense heat. I hope everybody's careful. It's 4th of July. People want to be out and about, but it's going
to
be dangerous.
Have to take heat seriously. No question about it. It is now 620 as we take a look at traffic. This is I-87 out at Smithfield Road. Still have this activity here in the median. Not sure if it's a crash or maybe a disabled vehicle. Still want to keep that in mind and move over at least one lane as you head through that area to give them some safe room to work. Take the center or right lane heading through that interchange. Only seeing about a 1 minute delay still on 87 southbound through Knightdale. Quiet around the rest of the triangle with no other crashes showing up at the moment. We're also looking good on all of those major approaches into Durham. Taking a look at those latest live sensor readings out of Raleigh on 40 westbound. No delays from Wade Avenue to 885 and only a 1 minute backup coming in from Hillsboro on I-85 northbound.
Looks good. Brian, thank you. Unrest is growing in France after the killing of a teenager by police. More violence and arrests across the country as protesters say they want justice for the 17-year-old.
And Frank the Cat is back home now. The recovery his owners say he still needs to make after someone shot him with a pellet gun in Kerry.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Naomi Campbell wants people to know it's never too late to become a mother.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Well, the supermodel shared the first photo of her new son on Instagram. Shows her holding the baby's hand while her two-year-old daughter reaches in to join them. Campbell, who is 53, says that she is encouraging her older friends to have babies.
And given her age, people are wondering, is this IVF? Is this surrogacy? She has not shared that part of the journey. What she has shared, though, is that she's always wanted children, and now she's a mother of two at age 53.
She is indeed. Good for her. Listen up, Star Wars fans. There is still time to add Princess Leia's dress to your collection. The company that owns it now is taking offers after the dress failed to sell at auction. They wanted at least $1 million for it, but the bidding did not get up that high.
Yeah, originally, they were thinking $2 million, and the owner of it was like, okay, I need $1 million. That was the bottom bid. They got to $975,000 and wouldn't do it, wouldn't pull the trigger. So said it'll be sold privately after the, or they'll have another auction, he said.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I know, right?
Brian, thanks. This morning on Today, an exclusive interview you won't want to miss. It's a story that made headlines across the country. A newborn who was left in a safe haven box in Florida was adopted by the firefighter who found her. This morning, the overjoyed parents who had remained anonymous will be live in Studio 1A with beautiful, bubbly baby Zoe to share their story. This morning at 7 on Today, why they believe finding Zoe was God answering their prayers.
Well, after a crazy week at airports across the country, we'll tell you why rental cars may be a good travel alternative this weekend.
And it's a WRL Weather Alert Day. We have the potential for some scattered storms later today. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Also, we have breaking news out of Durham this morning. A car ended up on its roof near train tracks. What we are learning from authorities this morning about the crash.